Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining me on God's Word Message, hallelujah, where we focus on getting rooted and grounded in God's Word and staying and being built up in His Word to build a solid foundation in the purpose that He called you to be, because God has something for all of us, hallelujah. We just have to seek Him to get the true understanding. That's why we got to get rooted in God and stay rooted in God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in all areas of our life. Heavenly Father, we just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood on us. Continue to guide and direct us, Lord God. Continue to allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. You know the will and the way of your will over our life, Father God. Give us the strength to submit to it, Father God. Give us the strength for our heart to desire it, Father God, for us to want your will, to choose your will, to choose to walk in it obediently, Father God. We love you, we honor, we adore you, Father God, but we need more of you, Father God. We need clear understanding of what you are saying to us, Father God, hallelujah, and give us the strength where we are weak, Father God. Give us the know-all to know that we do all things through Christ Jesus. Give us the understanding so we can be established in the area that's due for us to come into establishment in, Father God. We love you, we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful for all that God is doing. Today's title is called Increased Heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because God put something in my spirit earlier. I've really been meditating on this for like a week or two. Hallelujah. But my Father just really gave me the chance to release it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And last week we talked about the heart, and we talked about us having the flesh. We're no longer with the stone. The stone of the table, the table of the stone, but we have the table of the flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now God said, we was in Ezekiel last week, and we talk about how He said He was going to give us a new heart of flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to give us a new heart, not where we are so combined into the letter and the law, but we under the direction and the unction of the Holy Spirit. And as God was giving me today, I did a video earlier. If you didn't listen to it, go check it out on my page. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's about us bearing fruit. We need to understand that we bear fruit, that God chose us to bear fruit. He ordained us to bear fruit, the fruit that remains. Hallelujah. And we have to realize the enemy bears fruit too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because anytime you're speaking words, you're speaking seed, because Jesus said you sow the word. You sow the word. So when you're speaking out of your mouth, that's why I say guard your heart. And that's why I say it's power and death in the life of the tongue. Hallelujah, because you speak in power. You speak in power of life, or you speak in power of death. You're sowing seeds of life, or you're sowing seeds of death when you are speaking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to understand. And I want to go to Matthew 12 today. In Matthew 12, this is when they were saying that Jesus was casting out spirits by the devil. And he said the devil can't be against himself. Hallelujah. He said he was coming with the power of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I want to start at verse number 32. Hallelujah. At verse number 32, it says, whoever so speaks a word against the Son of Man. So we have to realize it's life and death and the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's life and death, so it's power. God gives us power. He said He didn't give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. He gave us power to create wealth. So all what God is doing, His Holy Spirit is power for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So He said, every man who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever so speaks against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. We need to understand, the speaking against the Holy Ghost, this is the unction and the direction of the Father God, because the Holy Ghost says nothing of itself. It speaks, it testifies, it tells us what it brings back to remembrance to us. It tells us things. It testifies about Christ Jesus. It speaks nothing of itself, but everything that the Father says, it tells us things to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it says, if you speak against the Holy Ghost, if you speak of life or death or anything against the Holy Ghost is what is proceeding out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it says, it shall not be forgiven them. Either make a tree good and its fruit good, or else make a tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. For a tree is known by its fruit. Hallelujah. So it say either make a tree good or make a tree corrupt. It say make. We need to understand God created and he made and he formed things at the beginning. If you go to Genesis, you see God made certain things and he created certain things. He say so make a tree good. God want to make you good. Hallelujah. Because one thing we need to understand, when we were under death, when we was under the sin of the first Adam, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, now we're under the salvation and the grace of the second Adam, hallelujah, because the first Adam sinned because he allowed Eve to be, Eve was tempted by the devil through eating, hallelujah, and it caused Adam to sin, and it caused the curse to be on the ground because of what Adam did, hallelujah, and you know, we were created from the dust of the ground, hallelujah, and God breathed life into him, hallelujah, so he cursed us, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, so we need to understand that what God had did, and that's why I say he done hung on the tree, took away the curse. Jesus took away the curse that was upon us because he came in the form of a prepared body to be the second Adam, hallelujah, a living spirit, hallelujah, this is the spirit of God. We need to understand Jesus was casting out spirits, so it's different spirit. On the video that I did earlier, I talked about the different spirits, how I was in Proverbs 24, and in Proverbs 24, it says that, be not envious against evil men, neither desire to be with them, for their hearts study destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. It say the evil and the wicked study destruction. You know, we supposed to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So the wicked one studies destruction. We study to be approved unto God, hallelujah, not being ashamed anymore, because when Adam and Eve became one. When Eve was taken out of, when she was a woman then, because she didn't have her name then. When a woman was taken out of Adam, he called her woman. He said, "Bone for my bone, we shall be one blood, one flesh. We shall be one." And they became husband and wife. And they say they were not ashamed. They were not ashamed. So God trying to get us back to that point where we're not ashamed. Hallelujah. That's why I say study, show yourself approved, a workman not being ashamed. See, when you study and you're going into depth information about it. So he's trying to show you who you truly are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's want us not to go against what the Holy Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. He wants us to have full understanding and to make our tree good. And one way that we make our tree good is by trusting God and believing God and going and doing the things that God called us for to do. Because God is saying stuff. God is doing things, but he got in directing us by the Holy Spirit. And that's why I say if you speak against the Holy Spirit, when you're speaking against the Holy Spirit, you're being disobedient. Hallelujah. That's how you speak against the Holy Spirit. One of the ways you speak against the Holy Spirit, I'm going to speak about disobedience, because God made things, but he made it a certain way. One thing we need to understand, I'm going to go to Genesis 1. I didn't have this marked down, but I just want to go to Genesis 1 and look at a certain thing. It said in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And God said, "Let there be light," and he saw that the light was good. And God called the light day. And God said, "Let there be firmament." And God made a firmament and divided the waters, which is under the firmament. And God said, "Let the waters do the thing." Okay, God made that. And God said, "Let there be light." God made two great lights. God made different things. He made the two great lights. Hallelujah. He made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament and the waters which was above the firmament. And it was so. He made that exactly how I wanted to be. And God said, God created the whales. He blessed them. He made the beasts of the earth after its kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creeps upon the face of the earth after its kind. And God said, "Let us make man in our image." He made man in his image. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But when he said, because I talked about the seeds being within itself earlier, saying God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass and herb yielding seeds, and fruit trees yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." It's God just spoke this about. God didn't make that. He just spoke it about. So that's just an example of something being spoken about and how God made man in the image of himself. He made us in the image of himself, but he created the earth, the things that's within, the stuff that's within us. He spoke that about, hallelujah. So it's some things that God speak. That's why I say it's life and death in the power of the tongue. But some things have to be made, hallelujah. It's a process of being made, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some things, that's how sometimes things happen. You can just speak a word and just say you speak the word over your life. You trust in God. You walking in faith and you believe in God for what his words say. And something just suddenly happened. You just spoke it and it come into manifestation. That didn't have to be a process of being made, but certain stuff you have to do, you have to make it. That's just like when God made the temples and he had Solomon. He gave him all the detail of making a house for him. Hallelujah. He had David prepare everything and get all the things that was necessary, but Solomon is the one that went through the process that had all the men. It was a process that had to go about. Hallelujah. David wanted to do it. Hallelujah. But he wasn't allowed to do it. It was a process. He had to make it, but they had to know all the details and how to make it, specifically how God wanted it, because it was about God's business. It wasn't about them saying, I made this for God. Hallelujah. But it was about God preparing their heart and giving them the strength to be obedient, to do what God wanted them to do, the way God wanted them to do. But I want to get back to what we're talking about, because that'll take us to a whole nother subject. But when you are being made by God, you have to be obedient and do exactly what he say do for your tree to be good, for you to continue to plant good seeds. Because just like we talked about earlier on the video, it says that the seeds, when Jesus was given a parable in Matthew 13, and he started giving a parable in verse number 24, and he was talking about how he was the kingdom of heaven, if I could, to a man which sowed good seed in his ground. Hallelujah. It say good seed. It say make a tree good. And you make a tree good. It say a good man, oh generous. It say make a tree good and its fruit good. Hallelujah. So if you make a tree good, its fruit to be good. Make a tree corrupt and its fruit to be corrupt. Just like someone studied destruction, they making a tree good. They going through the process of studying destruction. They going through the process of going through all the wickedness and seeing how they can harm and bring danger to people, because destruction means to destroy something, wipe something out totally. Hallelujah. So they studying that. When you study God's word and you studying to see you approved and not being ashamed, hallelujah, you are making your tree good, because you're going through the process. You submitted to God for you to hear his voice. Because as you're in the word, God is speaking his word to you as you're studying his word and getting more information from him. So he's guiding and directing you on what you're called to do. Hallelujah. So it say the man who sowed good seed. Hallelujah. So a good seed is good seed is sown. But right here, as he was sleep, he said, but while he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and it went and went his way. So the enemy, the devil, came and sowed tares among the wheat. So he sowed his seed among the wheat. Hallelujah. And God allowed it to grow together. But when the blaze was sprung up and brought forth, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said to him, sir, did not you sow some good seeds in your field? From where then has it tares? And he said to them, an enemy has done this. The servant said to him, will you then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gathered up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Hallelujah. It says you root up the wheat. So God didn't want you to be rooted up. Hallelujah. Because when you're taking up the tares, you also want to root up the wheat. So one thing we need to understand, as things are being built and things are being coming to prosperity, because the title is called Increased Heart. So it say we out of our heart, out of the abundance of the heart, our mouth speak. So we need to understand that. We need to know that our heart is what is preparing what we are going to do, what we are keen to do, because it say we have a new heart of flesh. We have a heart after the word. Jesus was the word in flesh. Hallelujah. So now we're being guided and directed like Jesus was by God's word. Hallelujah. I just want to read John 6. Hallelujah. John 6 and verse number 57. And all this going to make sense by the end of the show. And if you don't get understanding, you go deeper and ask God to release more to you. And John 6 and 57, this one Jesus was speaking that he was the bread of life. He was talking about being the bread of life. And it says in John 6 and 57, it says, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eats me, even he shall live by me. He say, eat me. Jesus was letting them know that he was the bread. So they had to eat his flesh. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. They had to eat the flesh of the Son of Man. That was the representation of the word, eating the word. Hallelujah. To bear fruit. Hallelujah. So when God is making you, you have to eat what he is speaking to you. Eat the words that he is saying. Eat it and digest it and manifest the fruit that you're called to manifest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And John 6 and 63 and say, it is the spirit that quickens. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. They are life. They are spirit and life. When you bear good seeds, when you have a good tree and you bear good fruits, they are because they are spirit and life. The spirit has quickened you. It has quickened you and guided you. Now, in John 6, that's speaking about the bread of life, and Jesus was saying to some of his disciples that he knew who didn't believe. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, you have to believe what God is saying. For God to make you, you have to believe. You have to believe. The only way you can be obedient or walk in faith is if you believe in it. Hallelujah. You're not going to be obedient and walk in faith in nothing you don't believe. If you are bearing fruit of the wicked one, if you are sowing seeds of destruction, if you are studying destruction, because one thing we need to understand, any seed that's being planted is something studying it. When you are planting the seeds, you studying how to water that seed, how to do the things that need to be done for that seed. Either you studying destruction or you studying to show yourself approved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, because you studying how you water it. What is the nature of this seed? Because all different types of seeds, like if you plant different seeds of different fruits, it's certain ways that you water certain things and certain things that you do. I remember when I was in Cleveland, and I used to go down to this library, and one of the librarians, Greg, he used to plant things for the children. But when he was trying to plant watermelon, I can't remember the details, but you had to do something totally different than just putting the seed down in the dirt for the other vegetables and stuff. But for the watermelon, it was a certain way that you had to do it. And the place that he had, the library had designated for the things to grow, it wasn't big enough for the watermelon to go grow, because I think the watermelon had to go deeper in the dirt. But whatever it was, it wasn't deep enough for him to plant the watermelon there for it to grow in that area. Hallelujah. So he knew by him studying it and reading and researching the back of it, because on all seed packages, it showed you how to do the things. Hallelujah. Or if you Google something, look it up, and it show you how you're supposed to plant something. It give you the step-by-step things of what you have to do. And we figured out that it wasn't big enough for the watermelon to come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But if we didn't look it up, when you study something, a lot of people think when you studying that you just have to read over something for hours and hours. But you can study something little and you can study something big. Isn't something you studying, if you researching something, if you Googling something and it don't take that long to study, you still studying because you're seeking to know something that you didn't know. You seeking to gain information and let the information stay inside of you, because when you studying something, you want to keep the information. You're not studying it for the information to come and go away, but you studying for the information to remain inside of you, because Jesus said you're chosen, you're ordained to bear fruit that remains. So when you study to show yourself approved, a workman not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, you want this to remain in you. You want it to remain. You want the fruit to remain. You want yourself to know the truth. Hallelujah. So you study, even if you studying for 5 minutes, you're looking over something and it takes you a quick time to grasp that, or you got to study something for hours or weeks and you just got to keep processing it and reading over, but you're studying at the flow of your comprehension of how God, and that in the flow of your comprehension is in the season, in the timing of what God needed you to go through. Because some people get frustrated, and I just want to encourage some people tonight, they get frustrated with the study process. They get frustrated with how long it's taking for you to develop understanding of this, because it says in the word that we don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have his own problem. So we don't worry about tomorrow. God has certain words and certain things that we are assigned to do, his will. Hallelujah. Because we're going to be held accountable for every word that we speak and the works that we do. So every day, if we're living on God's will, there's certain works and there's certain words that we are supposed to speak out. Hallelujah. Certain words we're supposed to hear and take in, and in certain works that we're called to do. Hallelujah. So if you're going through the process and something seem like it's taking long, it's just God is trying to show you a deeper and another level of studying so this fruit can remain, because God know what season you in, and he know what area you in, and he know how is the depth of you comprehending what he's doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Say, O generation of viper, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Hallelujah. So it was saying that a tree is known by its fruit. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart brings forth good things. Hallelujah. And say he brings forth, when you bring forth, it come about out of you. Good things. Hallelujah. God say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. It says that a good man out of the good treasures, what the treasures, the things that's in his heart, hallelujah, bring forth good things. And the evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bring forth evil things. Now he didn't switch from fruit to things, hallelujah. The things that's coming out of you, the product or the ideas and the things that God is calling you to bring into manifestation on earth as it is in heaven is good because you're going through the process of what God is calling you. Because he's making you a good tree. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to understand that all of us was corrupt trees before we came to Christ. See, we need to know the truth of that. Hallelujah. Because we studied destruction. When we were not in Christ, we lived our own will and we were born into destruction. Christ is what saved us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He what brought us forth to know the truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because we all felt ashamed of something. Hallelujah. And some people are still up battling shame. Hallelujah. And the enemy is trying to get you to stay in being ashamed, hallelujah. That's why he studied destruction. That's why I say don't be envious of the wicked one and desire not to be with them. That's why we're not supposed to take counsel or anything from them, because they study destruction. They study it to keep you broke down, to break you down more, the things that God has built inside of you. That's why in the parable in Matthew 13, when it say, behold, the sower, when we talking about the sower, the first sower, it say, and we sow some seeds that fell by the wayside, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And the seed that fell by the wayside, them the ones that the devil came and snatched up, hallelujah. One who hears the word of the kingdom of God and understands it not. When you don't understand, the whole thing about what we go through is our understanding, hallelujah. I spoke earlier about it in Proverbs 24, after you read the study of destruction, it say, by wisdom a house is built, and by understanding it is established. When you understand something, you establish something. And when we gain the patience, because in Romans 5, it say, by tribulation, you gain patience. By patience, you gain experience. And by experience, you gain hope. Hallelujah. So you always hoping for the Lord to do what he said, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you will always be in faith, standing on God's word, hallelujah. But when you don't understand, the ones that by the wayside, hallelujah, because the enemy is always studying destruction, so he wants you to never understand. And then comes the wicked one and catches away which was sown into the heart. It says the wicked one, the one that studied destruction, he comes and snatches it out of your heart, because he knows this is a heart thing. He knows this is a heart relationship, hallelujah, because it was thrown by the wayside because you didn't understand it. But when you go through the experience that you're going through, when you go through the tribulation, hallelujah, you gain the patience. And when you gain patience in something, you sit back and you ask God to show me the understanding so you can be established. So the devil, the enemy, the wicked one can never snatch it out of you anymore, hallelujah, because his motive is to study destruction. He just want to destroy you, hallelujah. So he don't want you to understand. He don't want you to understand because he know if you understand to not be ashamed, you will be able to do the works of the Lord. You will stand in faith in all things. So God is allowing you to go through the experience and go through the different things that you're going through so you can be built up in his word. So you can be built up and go and do what he called you forth to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So some of you just had to be able to embrace the process. And this is something God had to work with me. Because God prophesied something to me before I left Cleveland, and he is really showing me what he prophesied to me, and I'm standing on that word, and I'm so thankful. This is something that my God, my Father prophesied to me through me, hallelujah, and I'm standing on the word, and I'm seeing it, hallelujah. He prepared me because he had to make me, hallelujah, for what he got for me. He been making me since I received him. But he's showing me because I understand now. And he got me to the point where I got patience. And I'm able to stand on his word and know that I can't make it without you.
I'm my faith is in you. I believe in you. Hallelujah. But I need you to give me the strength to continue to understand so I can be established in all the areas. Hallelujah. So your glory can be manifested in my life so all dead things can be rosen again. Hallelujah. But I say to you that every idle word that man shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the days of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say by your words you are justified. We are justified by Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So when we speak the words that Christ called us to speak, hallelujah. Thank you. We ain't just speaking idle words. We're just doing what God called us to do, say, because it says the Spirit says nothing of itself. That's why I say if you speak anything against the Spirit, and you speak things against the Spirit, when you saying the Spirit of the Lord said this, or God said this, and God didn't say, you speaking against the Spirit. You speaking something out of your mouth that the Spirit of the Lord didn't say. You wasn't obedient. It says the Holy Spirit says nothing of itself, but everything that the Father says. So, and it tells us things to come. Hallelujah. It tells us the truth of what to come because it know we need something to stand on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're going to give account, and by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned. Some people feel condemned by the words that they are speaking because you lukewarm. You double-minded. Because you sowing seeds. One thing we need to understand, God is really breaking this seed thing down to me. Everything, every word that's spoken is a seed because it say the sower sowed the seed, which is the word of God. Word, we are held accountable for the words. We're going to be justified by the words or condemned by the word. So words bring seeds. So when you speak words out of your mouth, you're planting seeds. Are you watered? You plant a seed one time. If God called you to do something, you plant that seed. When you walk out of faith, you step out, you plant that seed. Then you water it. Every time you speak in the word or you doing what God called you for, you allowing God to make you into a good tree, you watering that with the word. You watering that seed. You watering that seed. But if you also speak in doubt or you also speak in other things, you're also watering that too. Hallelujah. So you don't want to water more to be condemned than you are going to be justified. Hallelujah. That's why we got to study to be silent. I believe the scriptures say study to be silent. Yeah, we're supposed to study to be silent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying to think of where is that at? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe it said it's in James, I think. So it says study to be silent. We are called to, I believe it say that, study to be silent. I believe it's in James 3. It talks about, because it talks about faith without works is dead. And I think it talks about, I can't find exactly where it is, but I believe it says study to be silent. And it was teaching us about being silent. Hallelujah. But one thing we need to understand, that the fruits that God allows us to bear, we have to be able to bring it to manifestation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we will bring it to manifestation by all the things that God is calling us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we will see the greatness of what God is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we will continue to trust him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was trying to find that scripture, but I can't find it. So I'll put it up on my page if I come across it, but yeah. It say, here you go, right here. It say, in James 1, it say, be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man holding his natural face in a glass. That wasn't the exact scripture that I wanted, but it was close to it. Hallelujah. But I know it's a scripture that say, that study to be silent. It's something about, I don't know, it might not say study, but it says something about us being silent. We need to learn how to be silent, and we need to learn how to pay attention to what God is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if that scripture comes to you, put it under this title or anything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I always love to receive because one thing God is teaching me is that I don't know everything. Hallelujah. I know what God releases to me, and as he released to me, I release. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you all for joining me tonight. I pray everyone received us what the Spirit was saying to the church. I pray you go deeper and you allow God to make you a good tree and produce the fruit that he wanted to produce inside of you. Hallelujah. And be able to go and do. Hallelujah. And be hearers of the word. Hallelujah. So God can release what he is doing in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And be patient and study to show yourself approved. Continue to study. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, anytime we're researching something, anytime we're planning our mind on something, if you meditating on something or anything, you're studying. Hallelujah. We need to look at it like that. Either you're studying destruction or you're studying to be approved. Hallelujah. God say, don't be conformed to the world, but be retransformed by the renewing of our mind to know the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need to know, we need to transform our mind of how to study his word and be in his word and be hearers of his word and do what he called us to do. Hallelujah. I thank you for joining me tonight. I pray everyone have a blessed night and trust God and just continue to have patience and know that he's going to allow you to bear the things that he called you forth to bear. Hallelujah. And you have victory in Christ Jesus. You just stand on his word and just stand in faith and just believe in what he's doing in your life. Even when it looks like he's not there, he's always there. I love you. God loves you more. Love, heart, and pray, my heart. A hug, love, my love.